Pfosten, 1.2.2015. Ich bin am Magiera-Stand und ich spreche mit I speak with
Maria von Was.
Hi Maria. Can you talk me about what the distribution is you're presenting here?
Well, Magiera is a fork of Mandriva.
Okay.
So if you've heard of Mandrake, Mandriva, it's something in the same line. The big difference is that Magiera is completely community-based. So there's no company which is high up and telling to the...
So you're all volunteers?
We're all volunteers and we decide democratically what's being done.
Okay. Has Magiera a special focus on design or focus on usability, or is it something you are very focused on?
Well, there are several focuses. There's nothing extremely special,
yeah.
But we do, of course, have the tools that came from Mandrake, were the Mandrake tools, Mandrake tools, what used to be the Mandrake, how do you call that center? The control center. So we have the Magiera control center, and that's really nice because regardless of which desktop environment you use, you have the same tool to change all kinds of settings, add a user.
So one place to do everything.
Yes, and that is very nice, very convenient.
Okay. How long are you using yourself this distribution? How long
Since it started. So it was on the 18th of September of 2010.
2000, okay. Many years now.
Yeah, that Magiera was forked from Mandriva. And I started using it some months later when the first alpha was released, the first test version, and I've been using it since. And I became a contributor on the 1st of September, and 1 year later, in 2011.
So you became involved with the community?
I became involved because I had asked a question in the forum and that replied very nicely, so I felt very much at home. And then there was a request for people to help the Bug Squad, the triaging team. And let's try it.
This communication was in French or in English?
That was in English, yes.
Okay.
It is Magiera is born in Paris, just like Mandriva and Mandrake. But we communicate in English. Our meetings are in English.
Okay.
It's
isn't that horrible for French people?
For some, it is harder than for others, but they do their best and they learn. It works. Mm.
So you really have the spirit. We are an international community. We communicate in English, even if we are mostly French
people. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Was this your first time that you accepted a community role in a Linux community?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So before you was user?
I was user, and the only thing I did was reply sometimes in forum posts on the Dutch Mandriva site, but that was independent from Mandriva.
Okay, okay.
That was, how was the German site called from Mandriva? I forgot.
Okay.
Mandriva User.
What was that took you accepting this role? You was asked nicely to do it, or you was connected to guys?
There was this question about the help that was needed in Bug Squad, so I ended up there, and then I was asked to be a representative for the Bug Squad in the documentation team. And then in the documentation team, a lot needed to be done because all our documentation about our own tools needed to be written again anew from scratch because for legal reasons the Mandriva documentation could not be used.
So you must re-document.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a technical background in anyhow? You was programmer before? No.
We just started working and did the job. So there is documentation now for the traditional installer.
Yeah.
If you click on help, you get a help page in 20 languages by now. There is help for the Magiera Control Center in less less languages, but many languages are still being translated. It's growing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in your role in the community. Can you say what impact had that on your personal life? How many hours per week you put into working for this community?
No, I do not get paid. I think in the beginning, it may have been up to 20 hours a week. Because I did only have some part-time jobs that did not at all add up to a full-time job. So I had time available. And in Bucks Court, where I started, you see a bug and you wonder, what's going on here? And you want to know more, and you start searching on the internet. Does it happen in other distributions too? And before you know it, it's 4 hours later. So,
well, so I assume you had fun working for the community, non-paid.
Yes, it's really nice. It's a very nice community. There's a good atmosphere, and it's even so good that, a year ago at Fosdem, when I was at Fosdem, something happened in my personal life. My mother had an accident, and when I returned from Fosdem, I had to drop everything I did, my jobs, the leisure things I did, people I met in my free time. I had to drop it all, go live with my mother. And help
so you
her.
Lost your social life.
I lost my entire social life, except for Magia. Magia was still there, and that was absolutely fantastic.
So even if you did nothing for the community in this time,
I did very little. Yeah, yeah. I tried what I could. Yeah. So sometimes I would try to bug report, or I would translate a little bit, or.
Besides helping your mother,
easy tasks. I only did easy tasks. I used to be in council before, but I stopped with that because I had no more time for that. But the things that I could do and the contact I still had, really kept me alive. It was, it was almost the floor I was standing on.
So doing unpaid work for the community lifted
your
spirits.
Yes. And it was funny because I made a lot of mistakes. I was very tired. It was very exhausting to take to do a job that I'm not educated to do, caring for someone and doing it day and night, having to get up many times at night. I was extremely exhausted. Yeah.
But you still found time for that.
The community, they kept me alive. They were so nice to me because I made very stupid mistakes. And no one said, you make such mistakes, shouldn't you stop? Mm. No one said that. They just,
And you met these community people also in person or only online?
No, at Fosdem, at Other Events, Linux Tag, Open Rheinruhr, Froscom, Solution Linux.
So you go on a lot of meetings?
I try to go to many events because I really like to meet my fellow contributors in person.
I see. Mm. Okay, and as a generic person with no technical, you're not a programmer, not a technical
I'm
student.
I'm not a programmer
can you,
at all, no.
Can you advise to get involved in a community like you do?
Certainly. Yeah, I had very weird ideas before I started. Before I started, I thought that the persons who were making Magia, that they knew everything.
Yeah.
It's a very silly idea because nobody knows everything.
Okay.
And a programmer can be very good with Perl and understand nothing about something else.
Okay.
It's so that was a very wrong idea. And
so you never felt underqualified with your wisdom or that you could not meaningful contribute?
I did feel unqualified, but I was aware that compared to nobody, I was doing a much better job.
Okay. Okay.
And if you make mistakes, people will tell you.
Yeah.
And usually they will tell you nicely. Well, do you remember to tell me? The very first bug report, I commented it, was one he had written, and he did not agree with my comment. So he was not very amused.
Yes,
but he
this was the first time
that
you met.
That was the first time I did jump,
well,
but it's
online, not really in person.
That was not in person. That was just in our big Zilla.
Sounds like the beginning of a
it
great
was,
love story.
Yes, but I had been warned before that when you work in Buxilla, that people can get irritated. So, and the other Bug Squad members, they helped me and they patted me on the shoulder.
And then we talked everything out. So.
And now he's one of my biggest friends.
So you made friends through Bug Report?
We made friends
through
over,
Bug Report.
Yes.
Very good, very good. Okay, thanks a lot, Marie, and good luck with your community.
You good luck too, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.